Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Yeah, I mentioned Susan Alwar is going to join us at the bottom of the hour. She's a great sponsor. We'll talk about some things related to family law. But I don't know. Brad Young's with us right now, another attorney. It seems to be attorney hour on the Mark Reardon Show. Were you invited to the Bezos wedding this weekend? I'm guessing you might have been.
Well, I was invited, but I couldn't make it, honestly.
My friend Alex Rich, who is a contributor here to this show, is getting married tomorrow, so I will be at that wedding. But the reason I bring it up is because they did this real interesting story in the Wall Street Journal on, and the headline was, Inside the Complex and Petty Prenups of the Super Wealthy. I don't think I'll ever have to worry about being super wealthy, but some of the details are kind of interesting, and Susan's going to join us at the bottom of the hour. So look, I don't even know where to start with you on the Supreme Court rulings, Brett. Quite honestly, we didn't even get into it during the Reardon Roundtable. There was a slew of decisions, many victories for the Trump administration, and I would say parents in particular today. You want to start on the injunction one?
Yeah, let's start on it. And I guess I would characterize, I would disagree somewhat with your characterization. I don't look at these as victories for Trump or victories for the Democrats. I look at them as upholding our judicial system, rulings that are that uphold the Constitution. And we saw that today in multiple circumstances.
So here's what President Trump said earlier today.
This decision, we can now promptly file to proceed with numerous policies that have been wrongly enjoined on a nationwide basis. And some of the cases we're talking about would be ending birthright citizenship, which now comes to the fore. That was meant for the babies of slaves. It wasn't meant for people trying to scam the system and come into the country on a vacation.
So he thanked the Supreme Court for many of these decisions today. Then you go to the New York Times and a guy like David Firestone that says, in an astonishing act of deference to the executive branch, the Supreme Court essentially said that district judges cannot stop an illegal presidential order from going into effect nationwide. A judge can stop an order from affecting a given plaintiff or state if one has the wherewithal to file a lawsuit. But if there's no lawsuit in the next state over, the president can get away with virtually anything he wants. So that's the spin from the other side. What do you say here? What's the real effect of this ruling?
Well, that spin from the other side that you just referenced, Mark, really ignores this idea that in our country we have a limited government. If you look at this at the Constitution, it's a limited government. It is not unlimited government. And under the Constitution, Congress is empowered to delegate authority to the courts, except for the Supreme Court. And if you look at the Judiciary Act of 1789, which is the primary law where Congress delegates authority to the courts, there's nothing in there about delegating the authority to issue nationwide injunctions. It's just not there. So really, this is a question of, is our government limited or unlimited? And in today's opinion, the court stood up for limited government, which is exactly in line with the Constitution.
Now, he's kind of claiming victory there on the birthright citizenship issue, but they didn't really address that specifically, did they?
No, in fact, the court goes to great lengths to say we're not even reaching that question because, again, this idea of what's called judicial economy, where when the court is presented with a series of questions, they want to deal with the question that it deals with the threshold issue. Can the judge, one federal court judge, say in Massachusetts, issue an order that binds Texas? And the answer is no, so they never even got to the birthright citizenship question because that still has to be litigated in the lower courts.
All right, here's Jonathan Turley. Get your response to this.
Justice Barrett is saying that the only way for justices to exercise this type of universal injunction in some of these cases is equitable relief, but she does not find evidence that that type of relief was granted to these judges. So they indicate that the administration is likely to prevail on this issue. All of that is going to be awfully good news for this administration. They have been really hit with these sort of Lilliputian attacks. There are all these individual district judges effectively freezing federal policy and programs across the country. So it does appear to be a victory. It may be a bit more nuanced, but so far it looks like a good day for the Trump administration.
Yeah, and that's what I think I heard from you on that, on the injunctions issue in particular, Brad. It's nuanced, right? But I think he's claiming victory, and this is what they wanted.
Well, first of all, I'm always glad when Jonathan Turley agrees with me.
Right, exactly.
But secondly, and I think more importantly, I don't classify this as nuanced because if you look at the system of government, I mean, go back, read the Founding Fathers' documents. We have limited government here in this country, and the left simply doesn't like limited government. The left wants unlimited government. And so this is a bold strike, not nuanced. It's a bold strike to say, listen, if you, the courts, don't have the constitutional or statutory authority to do something, then you shouldn't be doing it. And I applaud the Supreme Court for standing up for that bedrock core American principle of limited government.
Last night on the show, I had John Murawski on, who did a great report for Real Clear Investigations. John's always doing great work, but this one featured an investigation in his neck of the woods out in North Carolina, and I think it was called Wake County, of public libraries and how public libraries, I'm sitting across right now, they're getting ready for Pride Weekend and Pride Fest in St. Louis, but for whatever reason, public libraries have really latched on to the alphabet mafia and the extreme radical nature of exposing kids to some of this stuff. Now, there was a Supreme Court case, Brad, I'm pretty sure that you and I have talked about it over the course of the last year. I've had other guests as well, and there was a decision that allows parents to opt their kids out of school lessons involving LGBTQIA LMNOP books. Here's the president on that.
I think the ruling was a great ruling, and I think it's a great ruling for parents. It's really a ruling for parents. They lost control of the schools. They lost control of their child. And this is a tremendous victory for parents. And I'm not surprised by it, but I am surprised that it went this far. It took us to bring life back to normal. So it's a wonderful. It's parental. And I kept saying, we will give you back your parental rights. They were taken away. And this is a tremendous victory for parents. Yeah.
This one to me seemed like a no-brainer. If you followed the arguments earlier this spring, you knew the court was kind of heading in this direction. By the way, one question just off the top of my head. Were these all 6-3 decisions or not?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah, they are. And look at this for a second. In this case, this is the porn case that allows states to place age limits on when kids can access porn online.
Right.
Who would ever vote in favor of allowing kids to access porn online? I mean, it's absurd that anyone would be voting in favor of that, number one. Number two, though, legally, you don't make legal decisions based upon policy arguments. You make it based on legal arguments. And the Supreme Court held way back 50 years ago in Wisconsin versus Yoder that Amish parents had the right under the First Amendment free exercise clause to determine the religious teachings of their children. And yet we've got decisions here allowing basically rejecting this idea that parents have a First Amendment right to determine what their religious upbringing of their children will be by forcing them to be exposed to the LGBTQ literature that is promulgated and pushed by the academic mafia.
So Shannon Bream talked about the dissent in this case.
The dissent by Justice Sotomayor, joined by Justices Kagan and Jackson, says today's ruling threatens the essence of public education. She says it's not about bringing kids together to learn about a particular faith, but a range of concepts and views that reflect our entire society. Exposure to new ideas has always been a vital part of that project until now. She didn't think, the dissenters didn't think, that the parents should get the opt-out. Justice Alito and the majority say they should.
You know, what's ridiculous about that is if you, and I would encourage anyone to go to Real Clear Investigations, and Brad, this interview that I did with John Murawski last night really kind of paints the picture, and again, we're talking about public libraries in that particular instance, not public schools, but there's crossover here. And one of the things that, you know, that I always find very devious, and there's a lot of deception involved, when most of the media covers these stories, and everyone probably heard about Genderqueer, this book that's always kind of at the forefront of some of this stuff with kids. They always want to write about it. They want to talk about book banning. They never want to print the actual words or the pictures in the graphic novels. Look, all you have to do is look at a multitude of public hearings that have taken place before city councils across the country or school boards where parents go up and they literally start reading verbatim from these books and then they're shut down immediately by the people on the other side because it's so inappropriate and it's embarrassing and they don't want to hear it. But that's the kind of stuff that kids are being exposed to, and the liberal justices are like, eh, you know what? That's okay because this is all in the name of equality with LGBTQIA people. It's nonsense.
It is nonsense. And let me show you just how much nonsense this is. Let's flip this as a hypothetical, because in the analysis that you just heard from the left, it's important for schools to allow kids to be exposed to lots of different ideas. Okay. How about this hypothetical? Let Missouri pass a law that says creationism has to be taught in the schools. How quickly would the left come out and say, that's indoctrination, you're forcing our kids to be exposed to this information? So the idea of, oh, they have to be exposed to a whole gamut of information is false from the left side, because it's only one-sided.
You know, there's a great piece. Let me guide people into this, because Andrew Sullivan is a guy who, he's gay, and he was an early advocate for gay marriage. But he wrote a piece that is in today's New York Times. I retweeted this at Mark Reardon KFTK if you want to follow. And he basically makes the case that I've been making, maybe that you've been making for a long time. Look, the gay rights movement in the 80s, in the 90s, in the 2000s, very different, very different. I think we all of an older age can say, and I certainly can say this because I have very, very close friends who are gay. And in some circumstances, I didn't know they were gay because they didn't come out of the proverbial closet for a long time because they were afraid to. And I think that was unfortunate. But society evolved, because then I think what happened is a lot of us realized we had friends, we had neighbors, we had family members who were gay, and we wanted them to have the same freedoms and not be discriminated against. But this movement and his piece, Andrew Sullivan's piece in the New York Times, is how the gay rights movement radicalized and lost its way. And I've offered this example, and it's a real example. If you, for example, are a gay man, okay, and there is a biological... I can flip it around this way. It works both ways. If there is a biological woman who decides to be a man and you're a gay man and you're not attracted to them, you're transphobic. The same thing applies. If you're a lesbian and there is someone who decides there's a biological man who wants to be a woman, if that lesbian is not in some way, shape, or form attracted to or open to having a relationship with that person because now they say they're a woman, they are considered by the radical side of this movement as transphobic. And there are a lot, I made this case, and I think this is what Andrew Sullivan says in this piece. There are a lot of people who are on the side of gay rights. Look, I've said before, I was for gay marriage before Barack Obama was, right? But they have let this thing slide into a ridiculous area where it becomes a 90-10 issue, Brad.
You're exactly right. And we also saw the exact same evolution on this, Mark, in the racial discrimination arena, where before there were arguments for racial equality, which who in their right mind is against racial equality? no one except for racists. Okay. But yet now we're in a position, which is what the Trump administration is fighting against, where it's not okay just to be for racial equality. You have to be for racial preferences for minorities. And if you're not, you're a racist. And that shows that progression, that evolution of that idea in the exact same way it was done for the radical LGBTQ crowd.
So I'm going to go back to what he says today. He goes, I'm more than happy. And look, he even says, Andrew Sullivan says he was for some of this transit, you know, right stuff. He says, I'm more than happy to accept that there are some people, not all that many, who don't fit in that binary and want to be protected from discrimination and allowed full access to medical interventions in order to live lives that are true to who they are. Well, we can agree to disagree on that. And I'm with them all the way. After all, I too am part of a minority. Most people live their lives governed by heterosexual desires. Thanks to the gay and lesbian movement, I'm not being asked to. But he says abolishing the sex binary for the entire society, that's a whole other thing entirely, and says madness, I believe. What if I redefined what it is to be a heterosexual and impose it on straight people, or change what it means to be a man or a woman for that matter? Then it ceases to be an accommodation of a minority and becomes a society-wide revolution, an overreach that would soon lead to a potent and sane backlash against not just trans people, but gay men and lesbians as well. And he's basically, I think, in that paragraph, summarizing exactly what's happened in the past few years.
Oh, it, very much so, because once you push it, it's the proverbial boiling of water and putting a frog in it. And we saw that in Tennessee, where the Supreme Court had to go in and say laws that prohibit the mutilation of children are okay by the states. And so there has to be this pushback. Otherwise, this evolution and progression would continue unchecked.
That was why last week's ruling was so important on the transgender issue. And I've said this a couple of times this week. If it wasn't for Jamie Reed, our whistleblower here in St. Louis, I'm not so sure that would have come to the forefront as quickly in this last term as it did. Okay, there were a couple more decisions today, though, weren't there?
Oh, there were several decisions. We've already talked about the injunctions. We talked about the situation with the schools and allowing kids to opt out.
That's separate from the one, though. There was a Texas case that dealt with porn as well, wasn't there?
And that's right, and I kind of referenced that.
Yeah, you
did. I referenced that a minute ago, and that is that Texas wanted to place a law stating that you have to be of a certain age to access pornographic materials online, and the Supreme Court upheld that, again, under the same idea that under the First Amendment, there are reasonable restrictions on free speech. You can't go and yell at 2 a.m. with a bullhorn. You can't protest down Market Street at 2 a.m. Why? Because it's disruptive, and you have to do it some other time. And so in the same way, you can state that there are restrictions on free speech. And it's interesting because the court in that case even cited to the idea of guns and abortion. You can restrict abortions at a certain age. A state that says we're going to not allow 12-year-old girls to have abortions would probably be upheld by the Supreme Court. In this instance, guns also. If you have a law that says, hey, you can't sell guns to 12-year-olds, even though the Second Amendment applies to everyone, it doesn't apply to guns because of reasonable restrictions. And this is just an extension of that idea.
So there was another case that involved a challenge to a black majority congressional district in Louisiana, where they drew a district. It was a case that they kicked to the next term. Is that something they do very often? So there was no decision in that case. They said they're going to re-argue it in the next term.
Right. Yeah. They just basically punted. It was Louisiana's second majority black congressional district, and they objected to how the district gerrymandering is the term that's used. They punted on that and said, we're going to push that off to the next term. Maybe they're too busy. Maybe it's time to, you know, hit the lecture circuit. I don't know. But the Supreme Court has the what's called plenary power. They can do whatever they want when it comes to deciding these cases. And here they exercised it by pushing it to the next term.
Yeah, and I see something else that I don't know this case. Maybe you do or you don't. But they're going to revisit a case concerning whether a devout Rastafarian can sue for damages after his hair was forcibly shaved by prison guards despite his religious vow to not cut his dreadlocks. I don't remember that case.
No, I don't remember that case in particular, because certainly, we didn't get into the details of it this term. But the Supremes will deal with it next term.
What is your expectation on what might happen in the next couple of years with any members of the court retiring? Because obviously, you know, there's a couple that are getting older. Clarence Thomas's name has been out there. If President Trump's going to, you know, appoint a new justice, it's going to have to happen in the next couple of years. You don't know if you're going to roll the dice. It doesn't seem like Justice Thomas, though, is ready to give up at any time soon, does it?
No, it doesn't. I mean, he's going strong, but realistically, the left has really been spanked by this idea with Ruth Bader Ginsburg. You know, she wanted to stay on, and that failed. They failed the left.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Left on that point, and I would expect Justice Thomas, if he's going to retire, he's going to do it before the end of next year.
Hey, any thoughts on what happened with the media and the leak and the attack on Iran over the weekend? It became, you know, it's funny, I said this on the roundtable, some of these big stories that we were focusing even Saturday, Sunday, and Monday became, you know, almost afterthoughts. Not that bombing Iran is an afterthought, but so much happened in the aftermath of that the last few days, including these rulings this morning.
Right. And really what bothers me, if I'm going to bring this back to just a legal analyst position, not necessarily political, and that is that I hear the media talking about and amplifying all these voices saying that Trump has violated the War Powers Act. He did no such thing. The War Powers Act only really requires two things. You notify Congress before you do it. It doesn't say you have to notify everybody. Trump did that. It says hostilities cannot last more than 60 days without congressional approval. Trump did that. He perfectly complied with the War Powers Act. And anyone that says otherwise is just being partisan.
You think they're going to get the big, beautiful bill to his desk because it's not looking great right now?
No, I don't think so. Because if the Senate makes any changes, it's going to have to go back to the House. Chip Roy and others have already said they're not going to vote for it. So this big, beautiful bill, I think, is in big, beautiful trouble.
I think so, too. I'm going to spend a little time on that in the next segment. Brad, thanks a lot. I appreciate this on a Friday.
Hey, my pleasure.
Have a great weekend.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball.
Oh,
host a local event, and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.